The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Welcome, everybody, to our Monday night Optavia business call. Very excited tonight. I'm coming to you from up in Vail, Colorado, doing a little skiing with friends. And it's pretty cool. And it's a reminder that we can do our business from anywhere in the world. And that's one of the things that, you know, I like to call our business the Freedom Plan, because it allows us over time with hard work, following the previous people, the leaders that have come before us, and really create something that's pretty special: health, well-being, and the opportunity to organize your life around what matters most. And I want to welcome first all you first-time viewers. This call is really us together changing the world. And, you know, as we all know, the world really needs what we're doing. And there's so much evidence now that because we do connect authentically and cultivate trust with our clients and with our coaches, we're really creating a new world, a world that is very different than the world that most people are used to. And I think all of you on the call, as you came into the business, or if you're a candidate just looking at the business, you realize that there's something very special here. Optavia, our community, is designed to really bring people in, to foster the ability to really change your life and change your habits and put yourself in position to help others do the same. So tonight we're going to focus on basically the idea of cultivating trust, because I think it's very important. So with that, I would like to bring on now Integrated Presidential Director, David Miller. David, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Dr. A. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Yeah. Well, one of the neat things, David, about what we're doing is, you know, and at the leadership level for the coaches that are just getting started or aren't really familiar with it, we introduce at Sundance the idea of stewardship. And stewardship is really looking at organizational health, the full spectrum of what we want to do, so we can create an organization that will last not just through this decade, but will be here for our kids, our grandkids. And, you know, my goal is for the next 100 years to be the organization that dominates and actually has the opportunity to change the planet into a kinder, a place where people get along better, where they can focus on the things that really matter in their lives, their families. So let's talk a little bit about our leadership habit.
Well, you know, we connect authentically, Dr. A, and we cultivate trust is the skill. And one of the things I'm really excited to talk about tonight is because I feel like with new stewardship model of leadership, we're kind of getting back to the beginning again. And that's when Terry and I came in. And one of the things we recognized pretty early on in the business is how authenticity was a big part of the attraction, because if you recall, I think you were a global director at that point. And so we're basically starting again as far as a leadership group and an organization with this new leadership style. So this is really important aspect of what we do. And authenticity was a big part of it. I think one of the things that really woke us up to that is reading the four agreements with Ruiz. And one of the things we took away from that is one of the four agreements is be impeccable to your word. And what we took away from that was basically what you think and feel and value in life should be the things you're doing. It should reflect every value you have, and anything that you do outside of that is not being authentic. And so for me, it was a pretty easy thing for me to attract. I'm not perfect at it. I got a long ways to go, and I'm working on areas because, like, my poor wife has to deal with it, because, like, on Valentine's Day, I didn't get her a card yesterday. I didn't even get her flowers. Yeah, bad, but, you know, this is my area of growth, Dr. A. I don't want somebody to tell my wife I love her. I'll do it every other day of the year, but I'm not going to have Hallmark or the calendar tell me that you need to tell your wife you love her today. So again, I have to grow in that area. And that's where we all have to have agility and flexibility in our, in the way we handle ourselves and in the world and with a group of people. And once we're conscious of those things, we can work on them. But if we go through life unconsciously, then we'll never realize what those pain points are in our lives. And this is one thing that we've found is a pain point in our stewardship, moving towards stewardship, is we want to all be inclusive in the leadership and the decisions of this organization. And so that's one of the things I really love about getting back to this, habit of leadership, is that we can really do this for the right reasons. And it's just, it's one of those things that isn't really easy to do, but when we get to that authentic place, we will be genuine in that leadership. And I just want to just really kind of speak to the field on coming from that space in the early days, that this is, you know, this is again, a new time in our growth, I guess, as a company, and why it was so important. And I think that when we move into something and we take our ideals and stuff, our past experiences with us, and in ego and in identity, we collect a lot of information from the past that we kind of agree with, and we move forward with it thinking we're this or that. But I really want to challenge us as an organization to come back to who we are authentically, how we reach out to people in an authentic way. And I think anybody that's in OptaVia is attracted to us because they want to help. They want to be a benefit to the world. From the first health coach, the latest health coach to sign up, to the person who has been around for the longest, you, Dr. A, we all want that for this organization. And I think that if we can cultivate that in a way that is very attractive, non-offensive, we can do it collaboratively, I think we'll be in a really good place. And what that does is it starts developing the trust around it. Trust is a big part of what we've got to do. We have to get back to that, that not that we've lost it, but we've kind of lost our way in the fact that we have different ideals and stuff like that. And we have to trust that together, that the two main things that we are looking at is the organizational health and the health of our businesses. So when we, and when we show up for, you know, stewardship, we have the best interest of everybody in mind. And when I talk about everybody, it's everybody in OptaVia and everybody that's going to be exposed to OptaVia. And that's, those are key elements that we are really wanting to focus in on. And I'm excited for it because, you know, the way we get that is we really kind of, we model it. It starts with us. We have to make the fundamental decision that we will examine, am I being authentic to my agreement with leadership one and steward and the stewardship model? Am I being in integrity with my, you know, my desire to help people? Am I getting out there every day and talking to everybody about what we have to offer? Or am I taking something from my identity or my ego and it's allowing me to do something that's taking me away from what I truly desire and authentically want to do? And so just one of those things that I just wanted to, you know, open the field's mind to a little bit, to think about, where is your authentic place? Where do you come from? Most of us, like I said, want to help people. And the more we get this right, the more people we're going to help, no doubt about it, Dr. A. And I just want to say that the transformation here is really getting focused in on who we are as an authentic individual. And I think that if we get that dialed in for ourselves, we can help others do that. And what a great place and what a great world and what this world needs right now.
Yeah, that's great, David. And, you know, so important because most people, you know, that are in business are out pitching things, they're selling things. And, you know, as empathetic coaches, we're really exploring of being autonomy supportive and exploring and awakening people to what the possibilities are for them. And that emphasis shifting from what we're trying to tell you, but instead what we care about and what you care about and finding out that's connecting authentically, that's building rapport, that's building a relationship as it starts that can continue on for many, many years. And, you know, the great thing about what we're doing is it's a long term. You know, if you look even at the habits of health, you know, the life book is set up for a year. I mean, what a great opportunity to start with a brand new candidate that becomes a client, taking them through, coaching them with a coaching guide and taking them through the next year through the life book. You're building rapport and connection, and that cultivating that trust will extend out. You know, most companies that get to the point, you know, let's take a company like Amazon. Amazon does one thing better than anybody. They deliver their products faster than most people anticipate. What we do is we deliver the opportunity to truly care about people and help them. And you cannot undervalue how important that is in the world today. When people are kind of opposed to each other, they're pointing fingers at each other, and it's a great, great thing we're cultivating. And so I'd love to bring on now, I'd like to bring on Lindsay. How are you tonight, Lindsay?
I'm doing good, Dr. A. I am so excited, you guys, because when I heard that I was able to share about this authentic connection, I thought, this is my jam. I've been coaching with Optavia for almost 4 years, but really working on my intentionality and becoming a person with influence for about 8. So we all know what it feels like to just receive one of those like, hey there messages from someone, just to realize that their goal was not to actually connect, but it was this random way of pushing a product. And so I decided early on in my coaching days, I never wanted anyone to feel like my connection was like a bait and switch. And this is what I love about you, Dr. Anderson, and what our coach mentors had taught us early on is coaching is not about us. It's not about me. Coaching is about the other person. And I looked up the definition of premier, and it means first in importance, order, or position. And this matters because behind every premier order that is in our coaching business is a person that is attached on the other side who needs to know that they're more than just an order, that they are a priority, that they're valuable, and that everyone can benefit from this program and this opportunity to join with us and become partners on this mission that we have. But it really isn't until we have taken an interest in them to learn about what motivates someone, what drives them, what moves them into action, that we can actually truly build influence to change their life. And I really do love getting curious. I love asking a lot of questions as I get to know someone, because I believe in adding value to others. And I heard Jameel Frazier one time, and I walked away with this nugget that he said, the goal is to walk away from every interaction knowing more about that other person than what they know about me. And when we can prioritize adding value, there are two things that happen. One, we do cultivate trust in relationship. And then trust opens the door to learn more about others and actually establish our influence. It's not just given to us. And influence then is what really does earn us the right to offer hope in the areas of a person's life. And they need it in their physical health, their emotional well-being, your financial margin, we know that they're desperate for. And then second, we expand our influence. So when we know we're connecting authentically with caring for others and actually being genuinely curious about what's going on in their lives, then they'll be quick to introduce us to those that they're already in relationship with and those that are in their circle. And then it's kind of like this beautiful cycle. We start to repeat like this cycle of authentic connection, building trust, then earning that influence to begin that process of transformation. And I think one of the best compliments that I can get, and one of the things that you can focus on, all of us listening in on this call, is the best compliment is when somebody gets on a call with you after following you on social media and they say, wow, you're exactly who I thought you were. And this matters because when we value this authentic connection, there's so much in that that creates a trust-filled relationship. And that's built from the beginning, and that's huge for our foundation. So my advice for all listening to this right now is just be exactly who you say you are. Connect with others by finding that true common bond. Find that like little piece in their story that you can relate to. And then again, like you said, Dr. Anderson, build trust through that empathy, because we're empathetic coaches. And with that, we truly will create a partnership with our clients and our coaches. As we walk alongside our clients, we have an understanding that each journey is unique. It's personalized, it's individual. And I have laughed and cried with my clients. My whole goal, our goal, is to move them forward, inspire them into greatness. That I know that each person has that inside of them. And it's not to build my business or build this humongous social media platform. It's really so that we can empower people with the tools that they need to transform their lives. It's our job to show people the path of what's possible when they do start to work on the habits that we have, you know, and doing it one habit at a time. And we do that as we really truly walk alongside people. And none of that's possible without really authentically connecting and building that true relationship, that true trust.
Love that, Lindsay. And you know, what's really great, and I think for all our coaches, is just how you're showing up on this video. You know, I can tell you're happy, you're excited, you're bubbly. You know, how we show up in the world that most people are so forlorn, they're so worried, they're so stressed out, is so just to be open and to be there, people will start sensing that. And I know we as coaches know that, yeah, we want to be successful in our businesses, but what we want more than that is to basically help people. And that empathy, that start is so unique. You're building, and as you build the rapport and build the connection and build that trust, what you're doing is setting up for a long-term relationship. And if we translate that back to business, you know, I don't talk much about, you know, specifically about, you know, that part, the transactional part. Basically, I really focus on the relational health, becoming relational leaders, because everything else follows from that. You will be successful. People will stay with you. In business, they call it client retention. Well, it's for us, it's really clients rapport authentically, cultivating a trust that becomes something where your clients now are reaching out to other people. It's like when you see a great movie or see a great Netflix or see something you really enjoy, you share it with everybody. When people feel the authenticity that we have, that it comes from inside, from our hearts, everything changes. So Lindsay, thank you so much tonight. That was great. Cool. Well, I'd like to bring on now Leanne Goff. Leanne, are you you're there? Okay, I see. Great. How are you tonight?
I'm great, Dr. A. How about you?
Oh, fantastic.
Great. Well, it's just really an honor and a privilege to be able to be here tonight with this great lineup. And as I love so much about what Lindsay was saying and just showing up authentic. And I think in what, you know, America, what the world's been through this last year, people are really longing for genuineness. They're longing for authenticity. They're longing to trust people that they know what they're actually doing. And just a little bit about my story. I had never had to diet. I was very lean, but I got very sick in 2010, and I started putting on weight because of a sickness that I'd never had before. And I did not want to diet because I knew diets didn't work, but I didn't know what to do, and I knew I needed to get a hold of my health. So I took and saw some friends of mine that were we'd known for quite a while, and they were posting pictures, and I'm like, whatever they're doing, I need to do. They look so good. So I contacted them and said, I want to do what you're doing. Well, I got on July 14, 2017, started my program, and you know, it started working really, really fast. And people started seeing what I was doing. And the point is that I had a good sphere of influence at that point. I had a very good sphere of influence. And people just started saying, whatever you're doing, I want to do what you're doing. I want to do. And so, you know, my business, I started coaching in October 2017, and it began to grow really, really, really quick. Why? Because of the sphere of influence. But I still didn't know what I was doing. And so fast forward to July 2018, and I went to convention in St. Louis. And I was an integrated executive director at that time. Still didn't know what integrated meant. I just didn't have a lot on my plate. I had a lot of plates on my table. So it was a lot of life going on for us. And so the day after convention, that Sunday, I got celebrated in a text thread by our mentoring team of hitting integrated regional director. And I had no idea what FIBIC meant. I thought you took your certification exam. So, and so they were celebrating me, and I went home and I looked at the compensation sheet, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, if this is what I'm doing by not knowing what I'm doing, what if I found out what I'm doing and helped a whole lot more people? And so I reached out to one of my mentoring coaches, Tiffany, and I said, Ray and I want what you and Andy have. Would you mentor me? Would you show me? Because I want to impact more people's lives. And Tiffany told me, Leanne, you have a sphere of influence. You live authentically. But if you do not expand that sphere of influence and impact more people's lives, then your business will just stay. And I realized I had the opportunity to impact a lot of people's lives. And so bottom line, when I get on a call, whether it's a health assessment, whether it's a coach explorer, I make sure that person, it could be at an event, I make sure that that person knows they're the most important person in my world at that time. Like, I'm going to listen to them. I'm going to go eye to eye with them because I want to make sure that I am there, that I show up the best me that I can be so I can help them do what their desire to do, to reach those goals, those dreams, those desires. And because I believe that every single person on this planet has the right to be the best them that they were ever intended to be. And so I love the point, you know, Tiffany trusted me to help mentor me. I trusted her to let her speak into my life. And when she would say, okay, Leanne, do this, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. And today we're just so blessed and honored. I think the best, as Lindsay was saying, the best compliment that an Optavian coach can be given is like, you know, you're real. You know, you show up authentically. I can trust you. And you really, really care about me. Because every person, I believe, deserves to be honored and valued and them to know that they are. We don't have to agree with each other on a lot of different dynamics and things. But I believe that we have the opportunity to step into their world and make sure that they know right now you're the most important person to me. So how can I help you? So, you know, Ray and I are just so thankful for what Optavia has done in our lives, in our health, just in our lives. And we cannot thank you and Optavia enough, Dr. A. And so Ray and I are both on a mission to link shields with you, to get America healthy, to get the world healthy, and to show up to be the best Optavia coaches representing Optavia that we can.
Leanne, that says it all. And I really appreciate that. And, you know, I think it's so important because what we're going to do, we're going to attract the people that now realize that what they were doing before was in the future having success. And really now what we do is we have success every day. The relationships we're building as we build our teams and become great business coaches and then eventually business leaders, we're learning through transformation how to truly build ourselves into a relational situation that can help heal this planet. Because there's so much hatred, there's so many things that are so negative right now. We're like this breath of fresh air, and you're one of those. So thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Awesome. All right, I want to bring on Integrated Presidential Director Mike Morenz. How are you tonight, my friend?
Hey, man.
You don't have that hat on, man, that cool hat with the ears, the flappy ears. Isn't it cold down there?
Not in Arizona, but I can go get it. Okay. It's just right around. I can be right back with it on.
I love that. And that's what before you start, Mike, again, just like I was talking about Lindsay, man, you always seem like you're curious, you want to grow, you're having a ball doing this, you know, and when you connect authentically like that, it all comes from there. Now, tonight, I know you're going to be on the next call. I just wanted to comment on that because, you know, what we're doing and then the next call will really focus on how we are as people, right?
Well, I've been challenged. How am I going to show up right now talking about the next call? Seriously, guys, please hear me. I'm learning and growing so much every single second in this amazing world we live in within Optavia. So I challenge you, show up to the next call because I'm doing that because me, Don, gosh, we were sitting here talking about this stuff and going through, okay, let's script this thing out. How are we gonna talk about this? And then Lori Reasons is gonna come on and we're going through and say, guys, I think we just need to share what we've gone through as real people. Let's talk about that stuff. So that's what we're gonna be talking about on the field-led call. There's the Zoom number. We'll probably put it in the chat. It's coming up right after we're done tonight. We're going to talk about this transformational things that we've gone through, these transformational, amazing experiences. Then from there, we're going to give you some tips. How do I show up today? How do I cultivate this trust you're talking about? How can I do that? Because I just started coaching. Hop on, guys. Hop on and listen to our stories and then listen to the cumulative years of experience that we've gone through and some of the things that we shouldn't have done and some of the things that we're learning. So you don't have to do those things. And then you can do the things that actually work very, very well to help create what you want to create and be that lighthouse for others. So it's going to be good. Hop on.
Awesome. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. All right. I'd like to bring in now Integrated Presidential Director, Nancy Strauss. Nancy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dr. A?
I'm great. Let's get that slide off so we can see the real full you.
Am I here?
Okay, go.
Okay. Well, I'm excited that this Wednesday I get to host my very first Habits of Health Community Time. The topic is a good one. It's what we're all about, habits, right? Element three. So how do you create what you want? Structural tension, get your rubber bands out, people. Habit formation and taking ownership of your choices. So I'm excited to have one of my dear friends and coaches, Marcia Serinelli. She's going to be my guest for that call. So excited about that. And then it's going to roll right into the next call, which is the Inspiring Stories of Transformation. I'll share a little bit of my story. I'm so excited to bring on some twins on my team. They have a great business and they are busy people that are chasing freedom and excited to share their story. And boy, it's just proof positive. If they can do it with their busy schedules, anybody could. This coaching business is for anyone. So excited to bring it to you on Wednesday night. And also just wanted to remind everybody, you know, to get your reminder text for Monday night call. If you haven't done it yet, you might want to mention it to your team and for you to do it, to make sure that you text Optavia Coach to 99,000. And then for the Wednesday night call reminders, remind your team and your clients to coach Optavia, or sorry, to send the word Optavia 30, Optavia 30 to 99,000. And they will get the reminders for the Wednesday night call and the link. So it's really easy and predictable. It's there for you every week, so no one has to miss a call. So invite the world. Thanks so much.
Awesome, Nancy. Thank you so much. Okay, and last but not least, I'd like to bring on Integrated Presidential Director David Bush. David, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Dr. A. Thanks for having me on. And today I get a chance to talk a little bit about next week's Health and Hope Night. For those of you that aren't familiar, about every 8 weeks or so, we take our typical time that is dedicated for our healthy community time and the stories of transformation. And we dedicate 1 hour to really helping our clients and our coaches and candidates to understand the full offering of what we have to offer inside of our four components. And so Wednesday night, starting at 7:30 Central Time, 8:30 Eastern, I'll be hosting that along with the three featured coaches with different stories. Todd Nicholson is a physical therapist, and he's going to be sharing a little bit about his health journey. And we're going to have Dr. Sharon Fleischer talking just a lot about the healthy mind component and how much physicians are not getting access to that kind of training and education, and how that's empowering them to now become better doctors and better health coaches and better friends and family members. So Dr. Sharon's going to share her story. And then we have Melanie Ciccarello, who's going to be talking about how she decided to become a coach and a client on the very same day after struggling with gaining weight back after she had weight loss surgery. And so she's going to share a little bit more about why she decided to become a coach on the same day as becoming a client, and now how she's transformed physically, mentally, and financially to become just an amazing person, amazing life that she's living. And I can't wait to share more on those stories. If you haven't already had a chance to go into Optavia Share, there are a whole bunch of graphics that you can use. Some of them have the Facebook information. This is going to be streamed on Facebook. So these events are streamed to the Optavia Facebook page. So if you go into Facebook and you just search for Optavia's Facebook page, and then you go to the events section, or you can use this little link here in the bottom left-hand corner of this slide. You can go to this bit.ly link and it'll take you right to the event. And you're going to want to go in there and say that you're going to that event, because that'll give you a notification as soon as the Facebook event goes live. And it'll also be a very simple link that you can share on Facebook. You know, you can share graphics, and those are great tools as well. But being able to share the Facebook event link will give you lots of opportunities to spread the word and to attract more people and to learn more about what we're doing and how to get the best results with our program and our coach opportunity. Thanks, Dr. A.
Great. Thank you, David. And thank all our speakers tonight. And thank you, all those of you that have signed up, become coaches, and are now helping us really make the world a healthier place and a place where we enjoy, have fun, celebrate each other, and really change the world. God bless. Good night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.